It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me, it's Adam Bash. I am here with another This Day is History. Boy, what a day do we have here for you. October 5th, look around you. Are you just glad to be here on this wonderful planet that we live on? I know I sure am. Let's get into it. If you don't know anything about the show, well, then you're in for a treat. Because this is a show where we look at celebrity birthdays. For a good reason, I've been granted the power slash curse to erase one day from history. I'm forced to act on this, by the way. It's not like I could say, you know what, everything's good, we're all right, we can keep all of these days. Nope, I don't have that option. Okay, so I have to erase one day from history, and I am judging solely on celebrity birthdays, because whatever day I erase from history, let me tell you folks, every single person born on that day will be erased from history. Can you imagine? All right. Let's get into it. Right now, we have to think about the rolling in losers. October 1st, who have lost, let's see, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 3 days running, they've lost. And it's surprising to me because it feels like it's a pretty powerful day's worth of celebrities. Number 3 was Zach Galifianakis. Number 2, Walter Matthau. Number 1, Julie Andrews. That's pretty good, honestly. So I'm surprised, you know, it's been day after day of just failure for them. And I'm hoping for them, for their sake, that today it all turns around, you know. But of course, for everyone born on October 5th, I'm hoping you just managed to, you know, put up great names today. You know what? Just a good game all around is what I want to see. Fair play, good ball handling skills, good fundamentals. That's all I ever ask for in life. Let's talk honorable mentions. Honorable mentions born on October 5th. Let's see. Daniel Baldwin, which is one of the Baldwins. Clive Barker, born on October 5th. Guy Pearce, born on October 5th. You may remember him from LA Confidential and maybe nothing else. Yeah, and I guess we'll say Bernie Mac, born on October 5th. Bernie Mac was going to be my number 3, but then I realized I need to do a little bit of a quick switch around here. So there you go. There's your honorable mentions. Not a lot. Okay, let's see what the rest holds. Number 3, Jesse Eisenberg. Now, Jesse Eisenberg is an actor that I frankly do not enjoy basically in anything. It's not Jesse's fault. It's just, well, maybe it is Jesse's fault. Why do I give him the carte blanche to just be whatever he wants to be in this world and just say, no, it's cool, Jesse, you do you. I'll dislike it and I will not blame you for that. No, I'm going to blame Jesse Eisenberg for the fact that I dislike him. And I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know. There's something about him. Maybe it's because when he first came out, I was like, wait, is this Michael? This isn't Michael Cera. And then sometimes I think it's Michael Cera, but I find out it's going to be Jesse Eisenberg and I get real upset, even if it's just for a split second. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I have such an unabashed excitement and joie de vivre that is born out of my appreciation, perhaps, for Michael Cera. And that doesn't transfer well over to Jesse Eisenberg. I guess I did like Zombieland to a certain extent, but that was really more Woody Harrelson than Jesse Eisenberg, if I'm being completely honest with myself. So anyway, Jesse Eisenberg, number 3. Number two, Brian Johnson. And yes, that is Brian Johnson, lead singer for AC/DC. Just a great front man, really. What has happened for poor Brian Johnson over the course of the last year or two has just been a travesty. How those fellows in AC/DC can sleep at night on their piles of money and amid their golden laminate sheets I don't even know, because they've kicked poor Brian out of the group because his doctor said he couldn't tour because of his hearing loss issues. And instead of him like getting a second opinion or any of this kind of stuff, they just kicked him out of the group and they replaced him with Axl Rose, of all people. Craziness. So anyway, Brian Johnson gave a lot to AC/DC, a lot for a long, long time. And I think we need to give back to old Brian a little bit and think about his contributions to, I guess, to pop culture in general. Number one is Kate Winslet. Listen, Kate Winslet is, you know, unfortunately for her, an actress much in the same vein as Naomi Watts, who really rode the pine pretty hard at the end of September. Okay. So here we are so quickly after this, and we are, we've got Kate Winslet up to bat now. Kate Winslet, obviously critically acclaimed, has a ton of Oscar nominations to her credit, and, has a Best Actress award, sitting on her mantle place somewhere. So obviously she has contributed a fair amount. Everyone would probably remember her best, of course, from Titanic, but of course, you know, she's done wonderful things since then. Is it going to be enough, though? Is it enough? Has her body of work surpassed what Julie Andrews did? Well, sorry, Katie, not going to happen. Let's go straight to the 3-2-1 right now. Okay, number one versus number one. What? You can't do that. You got to start with the threes and the threes, the twos and the twos, the ones and the ones. No, I don't. Guess what? There's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff is the same sheriff you've always had. He's just got a different hat now, and it's new hat Adam. And that's what you've got right now. Okay. Kate Winslet versus Julie Andrews. No, Kate Winslet, you're not Julie Andrews. Sorry, you're not. If they remade Mary Poppins with Kate Winslet, I'm sure it would be adorable, but it wouldn't be as good as the original. If they remade The Sound of Music with Kate Winslet, I'm sure it would be adorable, but it wouldn't be as good as the original. Don't step to Julie Andrews, Kate. Back off. Julie Andrews wins that one. Twos, Walter Matthau and Brian Johnson. Well, you know, I said Brian Johnson is owed a due respect for his work that he's put in to AC/DC. So I'm going to give this one to Brian Johnson over Walter Matthau. You know, I appreciate Walt. Good job, Walt. You know, you've been doing your work for day in and day out. But, you know, Brian Johnson, it's your time to shine. Jesse Eisenberg, number three, versus Zach Galifianakis, number three. No questions asked. Zach Galifianakis wins this one. Goodbye, Jesse Eisenberg. So with a win in the ones and the threes, October 1st, you are finally safe from elimination. Good job. You finally made it. This was your day to shine. And honestly, it came against pretty sterling competition as well. I don't think Kate Winslet and Brian Johnson and Jesse Eisenberg are going to be there very long at this position, you know. But again, I didn't feel like the October 1st crew was going to be there very long in this position, and yet they sat there for multiple days. So who knows? Who knows? This may be a long wait for the October 5th crew. Before they find their vindication, but I feel like they probably will eventually, right? Eventually, we're going to hit a real stinker of a day, and we really haven't seen one yet. You know, is tomorrow going to be the stinker day? Who knows? Is it going to be maybe, you know, 2 weeks from now? Possibly, but eventually it's going to be there, right? I think we all know that, and we're going to be coming back day in and day out looking for it, looking for that day that just is, you know, unimaginably lacking in celebrity star power. And when we find it, I think we'll know, right? We'll know. We knew when we found it in September. We just found it so late. And I feel like when we find it in October, we may have a real feeling in the pit of our stomachs that this, my friends, may be it. Okay? So come back with me tomorrow here on This Day's History. Let's try to find that day together. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.